When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to another video and podcast from Fantasy Football Scout as we look ahead to Fantasy Premier League game week 35 and the top transfer targets for this double game week. My name is Joe and today I'm joined by Mark to select the best options. Welcome, Mark. How are you?
Welcome. I'm okay, thanks. Yeah. How have you been?
Yeah, okay. I didn't free hit in 34, but I've topped 100 points. So I haven't fallen too far behind, and so I should get like a grey arrow is what I'm dreaming of, but it'll be around that, I think. Okay. How about yourself? How was your game week?
I don't think I've seen a team yet with a lower score than mine. Oh. I think I was on about 64 something.
Have you got anyone to go tonight? We're recording this ahead of the Man City Brighton game, but you'll be watching this after that as well.
Charlie Taylor's 2 points is coming in off the bench for Haaland, but it's honestly, it's like all the effort of this season undone in one game week.
Yeah.
It's like down from 52k to about 125.
Wow, do you know what that puts a fear of God in me? Because I'm around 39, 37K, and that shows how far I can plummet just through one game week.
Didn't think it was possible. No. I didn't think Mateta would have popularity like that, and it was kind of him. Okay. And only having one Arsenal defender.
You wild carding game week 35?
Yeah, but it should have been weeks ago now, really, shouldn't it? So
okay, well, I mean, hopefully the transfer picks that we've got might help on that wild card. But this is also aimed really at those who aren't wild carding as well, everyone. So just the transfer targets to get in this week, because it's a double game week for Chelsea and Tottenham. We'll look at the fixtures in a sec. Just a reminder, do press that like button, really helps us out. And do subscribe so you keep up to date with our latest videos and podcasts. Okay. Let's have a look at the fixtures then, so we can see the sort of teams that we're targeting. This shows that Chelsea play Villa and Tottenham obviously play Chelsea and Arsenal at home during this week. Newcastle also have a very strong fixture at home to Sheffield United. Manchester United as well, strong fixture at home to Burnley. Wolves at home to Luton, and Fulham at home to Crystal Palace. Could be some goals there. Both Fulham and Crystal Palace have been in goal-scoring form of late. Bournemouth play Brighton. Brighton can't keep a clean sheet, so there could be some goals in that game as well. Meanwhile, Nottingham Forest away to Man City. Sheffield United, obviously, have got that Newcastle game. West Ham, Liverpool, that's not good for West Ham. Or could it be? Because Liverpool, arguably one of the teams that are in worse form than West Ham at the moment. Okay, I mean, looking at that, really, I mean, I guess if you're making transfers this week or wildcarding, Chelsea, Tottenham, Newcastle should be absolutely top, and also Manchester United, I would say.
Yes, yeah, certainly. Certainly for this week, but it also helps that as sort of a final run of four game weeks, all four of them are strong all the way till the end, really. So, yeah.
Yep, yeah, definitely. So Chelsea and Tottenham also double again in 37. Newcastle, meanwhile, double in 37, as do Manchester United. Wolves are interesting, just single game weeks, but they've got some good fixtures starting with this Luton game. So just for this particular fixture, Chelsea, Tottenham, Newcastle, Manchester United, I can't look beyond those teams in terms of transfer targets to bring in at the moment. So let's have put some defenders on. Now there's a sort of a placeholder here, and you'll know who it is when you see it. It's because I'm not sure what to do with Chelsea at the moment, so I've got a sort of placeholder. So let's start with the first one. So I'll reveal that in a minute for those listening to the podcast version. Those watching on video can obviously see the three defenders that we've got. First one is Porro, 5.8 million. I hear today from the Athletic's correspondent for Spurs that it's that he's all set to play Arsenal, so he should be back. So that's the indication. We'll know more in the team news taking place on Friday with the press conferences. He's got 3.8 points per match. He's in 15.4% of teams, and he's of course got Arsenal and Chelsea in that double game week there. So yeah, he's in my wild cards, and I'd possibly look to get him in if I was looking for a defender this week. Yeah, just if I was making transfers. Yeah, well, yeah, Porro. Am I right to back Porro?
If your wildcard has the money, absolutely. Because out of the Spurs defenders, he's probably the one, especially now that Udogie's out for the season. But because of that, and if money was an issue, you could probably save 1.5 million by getting Davis or maybe Van de Ven or something. But Porro has the attacking numbers that they don't really. He's had the most shots out of all defenders. He's right up the top the defenders for XGI, for expected goal involvement as well. And he finally got that goal a few weeks ago. So maybe this is the start of the floodgates opening.
Start of more to come. Yeah, it's this potential really that I'm interested in. Because I don't think I can't see any clean sheets there. You never know. I mean, you can't win the lottery without buying a ticket and all of that. So I want to get at least a piece of Spurs defence just in case. But in terms of assists, just scrolling down here, yeah, he's got 8 assists and as you said, that goal. So could be getting some attacking returns there. He'll be in he'll be in a lot of wildcard teams, but he might not be in a lot of other teams. So it could be good differential, even at 15%. I reckon 20, he might get up to 30% ownership, maybe more, because a lot have already played their wildcards. Next name is Thiago Silva. Now, I can't see many people going for him, but nevertheless, he's a Chelsea defender. They play twice. They've got Aston Villa and Tottenham. I can't see a clean sheet, but you never know. He does have the occasional goal in him. He's 5 million. Points per match is 3.2, which is just behind Porro, really. And he's in 3.5% of teams. The reason he's here is he's sort of a placeholder for Gusto. And just in case, I mean, on a wild card, I think we would go Petrovic. But say Sanchez is back fully ready. We don't, it's unsure of starts for Petrovic. Say Gusto's still a doubt. Then if you want a piece of Chelsea's defence, and it is arguable whether you do, Thiago Silva's probably a man. So yeah, what's your thoughts with Chelsea defenders as such? Especially if there's news around Gusto or Petrovic.
Yeah, I was a bit nervous about Petrovic during the 5-0 against Arsenal, because the first goal, I think it was his near post, wasn't it? And he's conceded 5 there, so it could be an argument that his time could be up. But at the same time, he did pull off some good saves in the middle. It was a strange one. And Gusto, again, yeah, is it a couple of matches he's missed recently? I think one of them was just to manage his minutes as well. So
he's got a medical issue, apparently, which is an injury, we presume.
So even you know, there's question marks over that, and the defence probably can't be trusted. But just like with Porro, it's like, I mean, no one outside of Arsenal's defence can really be trusted. Like, yeah. Everton's is quite good, but so you may as well pick the team that plays more often. And Silva, you'd imagine he comes straight back in.
Yeah, De Sassi's another option there. I would imagine Silva will come in for these two important games. De Sassi could get rotated. Cucurella's another issue. But, you know, as I'm saying these names, they don't leap out to me. It's just they're a double. So we've got, you know, I think as FPL managers, we have to recommend a double game week Chelsea defender. So I would say put Petrovic or Gusto. But if you're nervous, I think give Thiago Silva a go. Give him a go. It's his last season for Chelsea. His contract's not been renewed because he's 50 years old or something now. Newcastle, we turn to Newcastle for the third pick. It's Cher, Fabian Cher. Not on my wild card, but because I've run out of money. So I've gone for the cheaper Dan Burn. But Fabian Cher, if I had the money, I would get him. But I think if you're just making a transfer this week and you've got the money to get a Newcastle defender in, Fabian Chase, 5.7 million points per match, 3.7. So that's on a par with Porro. He's in 13.9% teams. And he's, of course, got that home game against Sheffield United. Yeah, he looks absolutely great. but you're a Newcastle fan. I mean, there's two contexts here. Is he the best Newcastle defender? But also, is he one of the best three defenders to get in this week?
Could be, yeah, because Newcastle, they did lose to Crystal Palace in midweek, but it was a couple of clean sheets before that, which maybe suggests that the decline now under control a bit. And I think Palace, it was only 0.89 expected goals as well. So they seem to have sorted something out there, but there's so many injuries going on. Mm. Hope could easily come in for Dubravka soon that it can only really be Cher or Burn. Mm. And yeah, Cher has the attacking potential. 4 goals, 3 assists. Got one in the Champions League as well. Mm. And the Sheffield United fished it. Well, we say that, but Sheffield United do have a habit of, they scored a couple against Chelsea, a couple against Man United. So it probably shouldn't be written off as an obvious clean sheet. But at the same time, you could do that for every team in the league and get nowhere.
Yeah.
It's worth having a Newcastle defender for this.
Famous for me, because I had Trippier this day way back when they faced Sheffield United away and they won 8-0. You obviously remember that. It was Trippier that day that shone. Fabian Shea did get the clean sheets there. But in addition to those goals and assists that you mentioned, he's had, I'm just counting up, scrolling through now, he's had 3 double-digit returns. Including a 17-point return against Aston Villa, where he conceded because he scored 2 goals that day. So this is why I think he's an absolute great. I would love to get him in my team, but I would have to sort of re-engineer the rest of my squad, my wildcard, in order to get him in. So I think Dan Burn will do. So yeah, Cher, if you can't afford him, Dan Burn. But yeah, he's a really good option. I think he's the best out of all of these three, to be honest.
Probably, yeah.
Okay, let's go for midfielders. Similar theme, but a Manchester United player's crept in. First name is Son. If I haven't included Palmer, because as far as we know currently, he's still injured, so still a doubt, or rather ill. We're not sure what it is, really. And as soon as you get a question mark, for a double game week captain, I don't want question marks. I want, like, he's going to play. So Son, 9.8 million, 6.4 points per match. That's more like it for a captaincy. He's in a quarter of teams. And of course, he's got Arsenal at home, Chelsea away. I think Son, yeah, I think if Palmer's out, he's got to be the captain, really.
Just purely because his form has been pretty poor, because I think his last 3 matches, he hasn't had any big chances. And his XG was really low, but I think there's got to be a little bit of loyalty to the years of Son being an FPL legend and Golden Boot winner and stuff. You know, he gets a go at this Chelsea defence, and yeah, he's nailed on, and yeah, he has a lot of ticks in his favour, really. So yeah. He's a really good finisher. He's vastly overachieving compared to his XG, but that could be interpreted 2 ways, really. As either a good finisher or someone who's lucky, but he's a solid shout. Spurs have had 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to say. 2 weeks after a 4-0 defeat as well. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to say what they're going to be like, but double game week, absolutely.
Yeah, they're without a doggy. You would think Son, Johnson, Werner, possibly Kulusevski, but I would think it's those first 3. And then if Richarlison, I can't see him coming straight back in if he hasn't, because he's been out for a long time. I know they haven't played for 2 weeks, but he's been out for even longer. So I could see a bench role for him possibly in the first game, which makes me think Son will play as a number 9. At least against Arsenal. But yeah, 24... I'll just count it up again. 24 attacking returns this season. So he's absolutely elite. 15 goals, 9 assists. great player. Gordon, he's the second name that I put on my wild card. No messing around here. His home record is absolutely phenomenal. He's 6.1 million. Points per match is 5.1. I should have just put his home match on, because that's where the bulk of his points have come from. He's got 5 double-digit hauls this season. And one's at home, one's away. Both of those at home. Yeah, all of those at home bar one. So he's a high performer at home. 15.3% teams expect that to go up. Sheffield United at home. Now, once again, you're a Newcastle fan. I presume Gordon's on your wild card. And if he wasn't, would you want to get him in for a home game against Sheffield United?
Well, he wasn't initially because sort of already had Isaac and thought, well, there were still plans to keep Salah in and, you know, spots were limited. But now I think probably going to go without Salah because I just had enough, really. And someone like Gordon, sort of comes in. And by going without Salah, it does free up the money to have Porro and Cher over there. So, and the Gordon thing, he's got 20 of his 23 returns have been at home.
Wow.
Which is really good for Sheffield United and for the double. Don't know what it means about the away games around it, but as you say, it's sort of overthinking, really, because he's in great form at home against Sheffield United.
Yeah.
And the reverse game was 8-0. Don't expect that this time.
No.
But certainly a 2 or 3 goal.
Reverse game, this is away. Bearing in mind, Gordon's sensational at home, but this was away against Sheffield United. He got a goal and an assist and 12-point return. So that just sounds like just turning up points for him. So I'm expecting more than that. I'm optimistic.
I think that might have just been off the subs bench as well. Just going back.
He got 78 minutes then. So it could have been that he came on for an injured player. An
early injury,
early. Yeah. Okay, not bad. Even better. Okay, last name is Bruno Fernandes. He's another lock in my team. I have had Garnacho for a while, but I feel it's time to upgrade. And last night's, as I said, we're recording this on Thursday, last night's game against Sheffield United showed just how excellent Fernandes can be as an FPL asset. You know, came away with a massive haul, 2 goals and an assist. He's 8.3 million. Points per match, 4.9. He's in 13% of teams. That's going to go up. And his next match is Burnley at home. He's great. He's got another double game week coming up in 37. Sorry, he's got a double game week coming up in 37. Obviously, a single game week 35. A worthy part of this trio, I think.
Absolutely. One of the frustrating things about, one of the many about double 34 for me, is that a lot of the players that have been eyeing up for a long time to go into this wild card have like just hauled now. So Fernandes, it was like, can you save this for a few more days, please?
Yeah.
No, he had to get his massive haul on Wednesday night. Maybe that's out of his system now. I've never had Branthwaite either, so that was... So he probably is worth the extra money over Garnacho. 7 goals and 6 on penalties. Number one for chances created. He's sort of single-handedly pulling Manchester United to the line, really.
Yeah, he seems to, with Manu and Casemiro and Eriksen, Fernandes is more of an attacking role recently. And that's shown. He has 1 blank in his last 8. And amongst those last 8 games, Sheffield United 18 points, Bournemouth away 15 points, Everton at home 11 points, 9 against Liverpool, 8 against Chelsea. And it goes on. He's back-to-back braces. That sounds like a fashion tip. He's doing well. He's back to how he's currently in the form that, you know, made him like 80% owned in previous seasons. But just absolute lock for me as a transfer, but also on my wild card. Okay, let's have a look at forwards. Okay, this also might cause a bit of controversy. Let's go with the uncontroversial one first. And another Newcastle player. This is how much we're investing in Newcastle. Isak, 8.1 million. Points per match, 5.4. He's in 28.1% teams, but that's going to go up, I would imagine. And his match is, of course, Sheffield United at home. Yeah, Isak. I would say top forward pick this week.
Yeah. And, you know, arguably going forward as well. Before that blank at Crystal Palace, he was the player with the best minutes per goal rate in the league. So, like, ahead of Palmer, ahead of Haaland. But I think he's gone third behind those now. But nevertheless, he's having a brilliant time. Now that he's fully fit and getting a run in the team, which was always the issue before, the goals are coming in consistently. Yeah. And he's got that sort of magic combination of form and fixtures. Both of them are brilliant. So no wonder he's gone up in price six times recently. And
particularly at home as well. I was just looking at the last home games. Do you remember the last time he blanked at home? As in got 2 points or fewer?
No, when was it?
Game week 14 against Manchester United. It was the last time. He obviously was absent with injury against Bournemouth in 25, Luton in 23. But other than that, all his home games he's returned. And during that time, during the time he's got a couple of double-digit hauls to go with his other two double-digit hauls this season prior to that Manchester United game. I guess you as a Newcastle fan, there are some things that are just sort of you expect to happen. And for me as a neutral, Isak and Gordon getting returns at home, I just think that's like a cheat code.
Yeah, Newcastle are such a home team. It's got the away form got slightly better over the last couple of months, but for a while that 8-0 over Sheffield United was the only win up until like February, I think it was. So very much a home team. Isak and Gordon are showing that. And again, that's good news for this weekend. The weekend after, it's away to Burnley, which, okay, it's not at home, but it's still a good fixture.
Yeah.
And the double game weeks, one of each. So he's just absolutely love the guy. He's great.
Yeah.
What a player.
What about Wilson? He's back to fitness. We've seen him come on off the subs bench. Is that Wilson's role now? Just come on last 10 minutes?
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised to see him sold or attempt to be sold in the summer just because the injuries have gotten too much, really. And yeah, you know, it might shave minutes of Isak's time a little bit, especially if Newcastle are sort of comfortably in the lead. He might come off early, but if they're comfortably in the lead, it's probably because he scored. So yeah. It might have a slight impact, but not enough to put off him.
Okay. Next two players might be controversial in that we've got to target Chelsea and Spurs for the double, even though they face each other within that double. And, you know, the other games in Chelsea's case, Villa and Spurs' case, Arsenal, are not great fixtures. But, you know, you got to go for it in the double. So we've gone for Jackson. He escaped his ban because he didn't get a yellow card last time out. It's all reset. So he's got to pick up another five yellows or something like that. I can't remember, but he's way off it anyway.
He tried though, didn't he?
He can try. Yeah, I know. It's one of those things. He tries to. It's like Sabania in my team, the Bournemouth defender. There was lots of jokes on social media last night that he was in control of the VAR because Wolves kept sort of scoring and it was like, oh no, it's disallowed. And I was like, phew. But Jackson, 6.8 million, points per match, 3.8, not as strong as Isak, but still okay. He's in 5.9% teams, expect that to go up, and a Villa Tottenham. Jackson, I don't know if he's in your wildcard team. I was sort of hoping he would get suspended, but he's available. I've just got rid of Darwin. I've got a space to fill for a striker who can't hit a barn door.
Had the exact same thoughts there. Was thinking if he gets booked, that might be a good thing. And yeah, Darwin to Jackson, not It's just like one in, one out. But he's just so he's up there with the most big chances. But of course, then he misses lots of them as well. Yeah. So he can tell already that he's going to be a nightmare to own. But at the same time, got to.
Yeah. So in his favour, in the reverse to Tottenham fixture, he scored 3 goals. No, hang on a minute. No, he got 16 points. Yeah, no, it was 3 goals. He scored 3 goals. Got 16 points. That was the absolutely insane game.
That was incredible.
Where Spurs imploded. But nevertheless, they could implode again. He's not too shabby. He's got 15 attacking returns. So I mock him. But he's got 10 goals, 5 attacking, 5 assists. He scored at home against Everton in game week 33. Game week 28, at home to Newcastle, scored. Away to Brentford, 27, he scored. So he's got attacking returns recently. And he's got assist potential as well. So he's not that bad. I'm willing to give him a go.
Yeah, willing to at this stage because, to say, like, got the mentality of, well, it's all over now anyway. Yeah. But that hat trick against Tottenham, was it 9 men and they were playing a high line or something? It was just one of the maddest games.
Yeah, the Spurs manager refused to acknowledge he was with 9 players and just insisted on playing, like, going full Aussie Ardiles, you know, 10 strikers. No, 9 strikers in this case.
Got to admire that, really. In a way. He's got the fixtures, and as you say, like, the numbers aren't that bad, so yeah. let's see what we got. If Nkunku is definitely out, if Pochettino sort of confirms that the season's over or something, then you would think that's him in with no suspension threat either. So
no. And that last name on the list is Timo Werner, another much mocked player. He's 6.3 million. His points per match, exactly the same as Jackson. So if people are getting Jackson in, you might as well get Werner. He's 3.8 points a match. He's in a 1% of teams. That will go up marginally, not much. Obviously, he's got Arsenal and Chelsea. I think that he, once again, he's worth a go. If you scroll down the forwards list at Spurs, it's basically him, some Scarlet, someone I never heard of. So there's no competition there as a striker in the game, but there will be if Richarlison's back. So if Richarlison's back, I would imagine Son play on the left, Richarlison through the middle, Brennan Johnson or Kulusevski on the right, Werner impact sub. I'm happy with an impact sub in a double game week. Or Richarlison's not back, Son plays number 9, Werner's on the left, and Brennan Johnson or Kulusevski is on the right. So I'm happy with Werner as a punt this week. I don't have too many midfield forward slots because I'll probably have Haaland and bench him this week if he's not fit, and obviously I want to play him if he is. So I haven't got room, but I think if you're looking for a forward and you just want to go for the roll the double game week dice, I think Werner's an okay option, I think.
Yeah, honestly, I hadn't thought about it until you brought it up, but yeah, we've just seen Havertz score against his former club Chelsea, so
yeah,
Werner as well. Me as well, chip in as well. He's yeah, not a bad option that.
No, I think he came into the league, or rather back to the league in game week 21 with a 2-2 draw against Manchester United, and came away with an assist. He's got 2 goals and 4 assists over the season, and got an assist at home to Nottingham Forest, an assist away to West Ham in the last 3 matches. I think there's potential there, and I think I don't think there's a lot of forwards this week, forward options. I think it's Isak, Jackson, and Haaland. But I think if you've got a spot, I think Werner's a good one. Hoyland at Manchester United, I like less. But he hasn't got a double this week. I just think you're going to get a double, and I don't mind Werner as an impact sub.
Yeah, I think. Totally. Yeah, and you know, teams have 5 subs now, so yeah, you know, more likely to bring players on earlier. So even if he came in at half time or something, that's a
indeed
good amount.
Indeed. Well, good luck with your wild card and good luck with the game week. Good luck everyone watching, listening. Obviously, just a reminder, do press that like button. It does help us out, and do remember to subscribe. Keep up to date with all our latest videos. and podcasts. And if you're not wildcarding this week, good luck with whatever transfers you make. And I hope we've given you some thoughts on moves you've got there. Thanks for your time. Take care. See you soon.